Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Good evening. God bless.
Praise God. Amen. Good evening. God bless. Amen. We are your hosts today, Apostle Americus Cheney and Dr. Clarice Cheney, and
good
we're
evening.
So excited to be in front of you today again. And also, we have an awesome panel. Go ahead, man of God.
Prophet Knowles.
Amen.
Tamisha Knowles.
Praise God. Amen.
Minister Tammy Kahn.
Prophet Walter Evans.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We are excited because God is so good. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The yes, Lord. He is so good. Glory to God. I have an awesome topic for you today. Praise the Lord. And when I thought about this topic, it really blessed me. I'm very strong on this topic. The topic is words lifted me. I'm a when it come around the words, I take that very seriously, because words can change your life. Words can also bless you, can also curse you. So words are powerful, and it's powerful on the way you use them. And I'm coming from Proverbs 15:1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but hard words stir up anger. Also in Proverbs 18:4, a person's words bring life and health. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. A person's words can be like life-giving water. Words of true wisdom are a refreshing as a bubbling brook. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. When I recognized and realized years and years and years ago how words can affect your life, I just take it very seriously, the words that we even say to ourselves. We have an awesome panel that's going to bless you today. Praise God. And they're going to tell you about words. And I guarantee you, as you listen, it's going to bless you. It's going to even, I know it's going to deliver someone today. Sometimes people do things out of not knowing any better. That's why the word of God says, praise God, that when we're not, Lord, the word left me, amen. But what the word talks about is that when we don't know any better, we use words and we do things that's not of God. Amen. It's a scripture, praise God. It just left me that quick, praise God. I was about to say wisdom is knowledge, but that's not the word I was trying to use, praise God. But when the word, when you don't know any better, you don't do any better. But when you learn better, you do better. I don't know if when y'all can pull that scripture up for me. It's a, when you know things, but when you do not know things, you perish for a lack of knowledge. Look at God. Ain't he good? And left me just that quick, but it came back. Ain't God good? Amen.
Amen.
I knew what I was trying to say, even if y'all didn't know.
Amen.
You perish for a lack of knowledge. So
Amen.
When you don't know something and you continue to do it, guess what happens? You perish.
Amen.
Amen. But when you learn better, you do better. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I totally
depend on the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Not
Amen.
On Clarice, but the Holy Spirit. Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to, praise God. I think I'm going to start out with my husband, Apostle Cheney. Praise God. Amen. And I'm going to ask him this question. Praise God. What does the Bible says about harsh words? Amen.
Well, the scripture tells us that when, and then we have to be careful with it, because it's actually our intentions. Our intentions when it comes down to harsh words. The scripture tells us that a soft answer would turn away wrath.
Yes.
But then it talks about reproof and rebuke. Then how do we determine, or how do we decipher between the both? The one is intentionally to do harm. The other is to elevate or to bring exaltation or to bring reproof in one's life. And so the scripture says that follow peace with all men, holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Then it said, let us come and reason together.
Yes.
And then one of the reasons where Paul, one of the epistles, he says to Timothy, rebuke and reprove. And so it's an intention. What is an intention when we begin to speak? Because you have others may have don't want anyone to say anything to them, and they would take it or perceive that it is a threat. And so how you decipher, one has to be by the word of God. Amen. The word of the Lord says concerning about bastards, they cannot be corrected. And so in correction, and then it's according to your intention. If you just want to come and devour one another with your words and decapitate one another with your words, then that's something else. You're dealing with something else. The Bible said, let your yes be yes and your no, your no. And anything other than this is the of the evil one.
Amen. Praise the Amen. Lord. Thank you, Apostle Cheney. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask, Amen, Prophet Tammy, praise God.
Amen. This.
Why do words have power? Why do words have power?
According to the Bible, words have power because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So when you look at what the word is according to, and I state this, it's according to what I believe in, my belief as a child of God.
Yeah.
The word of God is Jesus reincarnated in the flesh.
Yes.
He is the word of God.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, God said, let there be. He spoke a word and it created something.
Yes.
He spoke a word, it created the universe. He spoke a word, it created the sun that now warms us, give us light. Give us power. It gives the earth power to create.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. So the word of God is the power. And what I'm about to say.
Amen.
In Hebrews 1:3, let me read the scripture real quick. Yes. I got it right here. Amen. Bless God. In Hebrews 1:3, Jesus is talking about. Here we go. In Hebrews 1:3, he says, who is being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholdeth all things by the word of his power. Glory be to God. And he said he uphold everything by the word of his power.
Yes.
So what Jesus is saying, he is the brightness and the image of his glory and uphold everything in the word of his power. Who is Jesus' power? Because Jesus said, I didn't come on my own by coming the Father.
Yes.
Everything I speak, it's from the Father. Mm-hmm. So the Father is, so Jesus is the word. And the word of his power is the Father.
Yes.
So glory be to God. So the word of God, the word itself is power, is life.
Yes.
Yes.
And how we use it, we bring forth life or we could bring forth death.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes. That's so
Amen.
Awesome what
you're
saying.
Can I piggyback on that?
Yeah, go ahead. Piggyback. Amen.
Because as she was speaking, I understand that there is power in the tongue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's life and there's death. Because I understand, even as if you, it's like when you go to church, you have to believe in what the man and woman of God is saying.
Yes.
Because if you don't believe, you can be lost.
Yes.
You have to show yourself approved. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this word it can change you, or
Come
it
on.
Can destroy you.
Amen.
I understand
Come
that we have
Amen.
many prophets.
Yes. Mm.
And we get our word from heaven.
Amen.
Come on now.
But let's say that you don't. There's a lot of people who believe what people say. There's a lot of people who have to say, okay, if they say jump, they jump. If they say fall, you fall. Mm. And I believe that you got to watch out that who report do you believe?
Yes.
You know, my report, I believe in God. Whenever he tells me something, I say it.
Yeah.
But you got to be mindful of who you're hearing in this hour.
That's good.
And that's what came to me, because we also listen to people with authorities, but we don't understand that because they have this big platform, that don't mean that they're telling the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
I love that. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Pastor in the studio, she gave me the scripture. Look, tell the Lord thank you.
Amen.
I love that, because the word of God said we are helpers to one another.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We as brothers, we supposed to uphold each other. Amen.
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 If I stole my, I was somebody over there praying and trying to lift me up. Amen.
Amen.
But in Hosea 4th chapter, this is what I was trying to say earlier, so y'all know I'm coming from the word. Amen. Hosea the 4th chapter and the 6th verse say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I also will reject you from being priests for me. Rejection, because when you don't want to receive knowledge, and knowledge is given to you, like we talk about the word and how you use your words, praise God. And I'm going to tell y'all, I already believe that words we use, when we use sometimes, we have to recognize also that words do have a sound.
Yes, it does.
Sometimes you can say something to someone, they can perceive it the wrong way, but the sound of it, sometimes you just listen and let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. Holy Spirit say, oh, they don't mean it that way. They're trying to say that to you. They're trying to relate this to you. Amen. Mm-hmm. Just receive it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they do it out of their experience, the way they relate it, but down in their heart, they can mean you very much well. Amen. And the Holy Spirit dealt with me when I had a boss of mine, but he was saying things, but he was real stern with it. Well, the sternness was like, oh man, he's saying it like that. I really don't like the way he's saying it. But and I really wanted to say something to him. The Holy Spirit said, no, he just, things have happened that caused him to be the way that he is. But deep down, that's not what he's trying to say to you. Just receive it. You'll understand later. Amen. I'm going to tell you, as time went on, mm-hmm. I saw where he was coming from. I didn't jump up in his face and say, yeah, and all that. I had to hear the Holy Spirit to let me know the way it came out, that sound, he meant well. He just want you to be good in this area and this area. You understand what I'm saying? So it helped me to say sometimes we have to look past sometimes people, and God, Holy Spirit, allows us to look at their heart and where they're really coming from. That's Amen. Why I say it has a sound. Amen?
Amen.
We just got to be able to hear and consult the Holy Spirit. Don't go on your own. Amen?
Yes,
if
yes,
it's
amen.
Bothering you that bad, amen? Go ahead, prophet.
Proverbs 18:23.
Amen.
Exactly what you're saying. The poor uses entreaties, but the rich answer roughly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And he came back with word. Look at God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Those of you that are listening to Prophetic Infusion on Praise 107.9, you can call in 904-831-1079. Maybe you may need us to pray with you. Maybe you're not understanding sometimes the way you do things or say things. We'll be glad to pray with you, praise God, and help you. Amen. That's what Amen. We here for. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is a question, praise God, that I want to, praise God, ask Apostle Cheney. Amen, my husband.
Amen.
Are words more powerful than actions?
That's great, because it starts with the word. It starts with an intent of the heart.
Yes.
Action is powerful, but at the same time, you don't even have to say anything. You can look at a person a certain way. It could be your physical gesture. It could be Amen. Your aneurysm. It could be your mannerism.
Right.
Amen. I rebuke aneurysm in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Mannerisms. Amen. Your mannerism, your tone. And you don't even have to say anything. You remember, you know, when you was a little boy and you did something, or a little girl, you did something wrong.
Yes.
And then you come in, you know you did something wrong. Your mother looked at you a certain way. Your dad looked at you a certain way. Well, they didn't have to say anything. You know you was going to get it.
You know you were going to get it.
And so, you know, sometimes not saying anything could be detrimental. The Bible said that who can tame the tongue? The tongue is like poison.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We got a caller over there.
Go ahead, caller. Amen.
Yes, I want prayer.
Amen. Praise God. We'll be glad to pray for you. Amen. Amen, prophet. Pray.
Father God, we come before you right now, Father God, for the woman of God, Father God, for all boldness, Father God, believing, Father God, that where two or three are gathered, Father God, that we are here, Father God, for each other, oh God. So, Father God, even in her decision-making, her beliefs in you, oh God, we ask you to guide her and protect you for
Lord.
Her. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I wanted to piggyback on what you were saying. Praise God, Apostle. It made me think about, remember when we was growing up, and they used to say, sticking stones may hurt my bones, but words never bother me. But honestly, can I be honest with you? Words do hurt. They have energy. They have power. Amen. And they hurt, praise God. But we did that growing up. But when you become adult, you be like, that ain't real. They really do. They do. Amen.
Yes. And then what, like I said, the Bible said that there's many verbiage languages that went on went on the earth, or has established on the earth. That's literally that little translation means literally, and it said that all of them have significance. Now we have to understand that it's speaking interchangeable in two areas. One is speaking about verbiage, analogy, your linguistics and vernacular and whatnot. But the other has some significance of trying to come to destroy you. And it's demonic because there's voices. There's the voice of demonic. There's the voice of the spirit.
Yes.
And there's a voice from you.
Yes.
Then which is your flesh. Your voice from you is the intellect.
Yes.
Then there's a voice. And it's powerful because you have the soulish voice and you have the spirit voice.
Yes.
Or the voice of the spirit.
Yes.
And these words that comes to attach itself to us, we have to be like we was talking about last night.
Yes.
You have to detach yourself from the attachment
of
words spoken over your life or spoken to you. That's not creative. There's a difference from when someone chastening you or say, well, man of God, it's like if somebody said, well, man of God, you need to put on some deodorant. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. No, you need to put on some deodorant. You know, and amen. And it's not received because you think you're being ostracized, but then smell your armpits. You know what I'm saying? You know, brother, sister, could you, here's a mint. You know, and so you're not trying to be, you know, derogatory. What you're telling them that they need to. And so sometimes when you don't say anything, it can hurt a person.
Yes.
Sometimes when a person is walking the wrong way and you don't hold the Bible, say that, that if you see your brother in the need, if you shut up your bowels, that's not just saying that they have a need of something that is substance. They have something that's corrected.
Amen.
You know, Paul says, shall I come with you? Amen. With as with mature. He said, no, I have to handle you as babies. I have to come to you with a rod because you're yet still carnal. See, and so no one would say that Paul is out of line. And so it goes back to the intention. Why are you saying what you're saying?
Yes.
Are you saying it because you love me and you want to be to advance? Because you got a lot of pastors out there and a lot of members that are part of the in the church, and your pastor have corrected you. Now you're trying to say, well, oh, he shouldn't or she shouldn't have said those things. It hurt my feelings. Well, no, get your feelings under subjection.
Yes.
Amen.
And I think that really comes in when you say, Lord, help me. I don't understand. Yeah, amen. And I really believe that the Holy Spirit, if you allow him, he will show you maybe why this is why they said this. They're concerned. They care. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
That's good.
I just believe that. Amen. That's why I was saying earlier, you have to consult the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go ahead.
Amen. Just to support this with scripture, Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword.
Yes.
It penetrates even to the divine and soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
Yes.
Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before eyes of him to whom we must give account.
Amen.
So once again, this goes back to what Apostle was saying about your intent.
Word
of God judges the intent of your heart and the thought. Mm-hmm. And as Christians and as children of God, we need to be careful because the Bible says we're literally judged by every word that proceedeth out of our mouth. So, you know, speaking on how we speak words to others, but even how we speak words to ourselves.
When we
get up in the morning, like, how you doing? Oh, I'm feeling tired this morning. Guess what? You just spoke into that other spirit, and you've given tiredness to your body. You get up, and we don't have to be moved by our five senses, but we need to be moved by the word of God.
Amen.
So you get up in the morning, I feel great in the Lord, and guess what you're going to feel? Great in the Lord. So be mindful of the words you use. Your words have power, whether to bring death or life.
And I love what you just said.
Because every idle word shall be accounted for.
But you know what? What you just said so good because in what you just said, Tammy. Because sometimes idle words, we look at it as being insignificant. But God does not. He looks at it. Amen. And he said you should be judged on every idle word. Sometimes people say, well, I didn't cuss you out. I didn't do this or do that. So you don't take it as being, oh, it's not that serious. Yes, it is. Every idle word. Amen.
I just wanted to add something else too about the word of God and the words that we speak.
Yes.
You know, we have gotten into a society that we don't honor the word.
Yes.
You know, we just loosely speak things.
Yes.
And honestly, if we truly have faith in our words, a lot of us would be dead because, oh, I'm going to die today. It's so hot out here.
Mm-hmm.
If we have faith in what we just spoke,
we'll
guess what? We'll be dead today.
Yes.
So the thing is, as children and as children of the Lord, we have to take accountability of our words. Yes. We need to believe the words that come out of our mouth.
That's what I'm talking
about. You know, we need to stand on faith. I believe in the word of God. I believe I am healed. I am the head and I'm not the tail. Yes. I am above and not beneath. We have to stand on the word of God and believe the words that we speak out of our mouth. Yes.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. If you stop believing the words you speak, guess what? Your practice don't stop speaking certain things that you speak.
Amen.
Because you have to believe it.
Amen.
That's good. Have you ever looked in the mirror in the mornings and just encourage your own self?
Amen.
And watch, just think about how you feel when you finish. You're going to be smiling. You're going to be happy. Because you just got to encourage your own self, looking in the mirror at yourself.
Amen.
I wanted to ask, Prophetess Meester, this question. You know, the Bible say what you say is in your heart. Amen. What you say is in your heart. Can you, praise God, expound on that for us?
Well,
amen.
It's funny.
Glory to God. Amen.
It was a scripture that I was going to read, Proverbs.
Amen.
18 and 21.
Amen.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
You have to be careful of what you say and how you say it. Mm-hmm. You know, some people like, I ain't rich today. No, you need to say you blessed.
Yeah.
So a lot of times it's best that you be careful of what you say out your mouth, because, you know, God honored that. Mm-hmm. If you feel that you're going to be poor, you're going to be poor because of what you say out your mouth.
You say out your mouth.
You know, if you say, I'm going to die today, well, you gonna die today, but you gonna say you gonna live. You gonna be healed. Then that's what you gonna do. You have to believe God of what you say out your mouth.
Amen. I love it.
The Bible says that out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes,
and the heart speaks. The heart has a voice.
Come
the
on,
the heart
man.
Has lips.
That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Yes.
And it begins to speak, and it begins to declare.
Amen. If you're listening to Prophetic Infusion on Praise 107.9, praise God, you can call in 904-831-1079. We don't mind praying for you. Amen. And we come on every Saturday, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m.
And Gainesville. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to ask this question, praise God. Amen. Praise God to Prophet. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Prophet Evans. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Do you believe speaking negatively is costly in the spiritual realm?
Speaking negatively is costly in the spiritual realm. Jesus said, the words I speak, they're spirit in their life.
Yes.
So he was encouraging, building up, lifting up. When you're speaking negative, you're tearing down.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
That goes back to Proverbs 18 also.
That's right. Praise God. Amen. Now, words, they not only make us think, but they can change the way we actually live our lives. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
They can change the way you live your life. I was just speaking earlier about, praise God, how you feel about yourself. If you believe you poor, you poor. If you believe you sick, you sick. Even you feel sick, you just have to say, Lord, by your stripes, I am healed. And believe you heal, even when you're feeling sick. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You believe also that, hey, everything that I need, God got it. Amen. We got to believe that and speak the word. Amen. Hallelujah.
Do.
Stop acting like you don't have anything and believe God for everything. Amen.
Yes.
Go ahead,
and, Papa. And, you know, my beautiful wife, is that you act upon the word.
Amen.
If you say that, today is going to be a beautiful day,
Come on.
Prepare yourself, you position yourself, you posture yourself to go and prepare for, and not only to expect, but to prepare.
Yeah.
See, you can expect something, but if you don't prepare for anything, that it'll never come.
Amen.
See, and so you have to act on the word that you speak. If you say, I'm going to have a great day, wash your face. Even the Bible says that if you do fast,
yes.
They say, wash your face, anoint your head with oil. You know, you're in preparation. And so when you're saying that you're healed in your body, you activate that word by doing something about it. You don't just lay there and say, you know, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be healed today. Hallelujah. But don't get up and operate in the faith of God's word.
Operating.
You know, I'm going to stand up, God, because you said in your... And then the application of it is all the premises is based on God's word. If it's not, then it becomes positive thinking. Yes. I'm going to say that again. If it's not based on God's word, it only becomes in positive thinking.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go ahead.
Piggyback on that real quick.
Yes.
Not only the words that you speak, but a lot of people go on what they see also.
Yes.
Because they live in a certain area, they believe they can't get out of it, and then they speak it again whatever you see, and then whatever you, it's like mostly what they say, and they see it, so they believe it's not going to happen.
Amen.
So I believe you not only you should change the way you speak, but it's the way how you look at things also.
Amen.
I love that. Amen.
I just wanted to piggyback on that too from Psalm 78, verse 41 and 42. And this is talking about 40 and 41. This is talking about the children of Israel when they was in the wilderness. It says, how often did thou provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turn back and tempt God and limit the Holy One of Israel. Do you know you can limit God in your life when you don't believe his word?
Come on.
When you speak negative against the word of God, God is bounded by his word.
Yes.
God watches over his word to perform that what it was sent to do. But if we don't walk in belief of the word of God and proclaim the word of God, we limit what God can do in our lives.
I love it. So guess what? We always should speak life.
Amen.
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 Power in the tongue. I love that. Go ahead, prophet. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said amen. Amen.
And now I wanted to say this right here, and then Dr. Cheney going to come back on. If you can't say anything positive to upbuild, then you shut your mouth.
Amen.
But at the same token, if it's corrective criticism, begin to speak. You can hurt your brother or sister, those that are out there, by not saying anything. We're helpers of one another. That doesn't mean that you have to be flattery, use flattery. If you got something in my, if I got something in my nose, show me, tell me. Amen. Don't let me go around being embarrassed. So if you love me, you're going to tell me about what's going on in my life.
Yes.
Just to be practical. Amen. And those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you repent and you turn from your wicked ways.
Amen.
Jesus Christ came to die for your sins.
Amen. Amen. Words have energy and power with the ability to help, to heal, to hinder, to hurt, to harm, to humiliate, and to humble. Consider the powerful force of the words you utter. Amen. You must discipline yourself to speak in a way that conveys respect, gentleness, and humility. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tomorrow.
Think on what you say. Praise God. Tomorrow, we would like for you to join us at Soul Harvest Ministry. Our address is 582 Plantation Road. Plantation Drive. This is our new church.
It is in
the Millerbird. It's Millerbird, Florida. That's in the Orange Park area. Amen. It's not as far as Millerbird as you would think. It's actually Orange Park, but they say Millerbird. Amen. And we would love for you to come out. Praise God. We are having Friends and Family Day tomorrow. It's 582 Plantation Drive, Millerbird, Florida. And thank you for joining us. We want you to join us again next week. And remember, words will lift you up. So lift someone up today with a kind and gentle word. Amen.
Amen. God
be blessed. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.